This summer, the world must answer one question. Why has no one made a popsicle that gets you high yet?
That's right, it's summer, and it's time for you to get your hands on America's new favorite product, Danksicles. 20 milligrams of THC in two great flavors, the latest and greatest innovation from IndiCloud.
Is IndiCloud the greatest company to come out of America? Maybe. But what we do know for sure is that IndiCloud is the best way to get dispensary-grade cannabis delivered directly to your door, 100% legally. Yes, they ship legally to all states. No medical card needed. Whether it's vapes as big as your head, flowers you won't find in your mom's garden, or, of course, popsicles that get you high as what are you waiting for? Go to IndiCloud.co/spring24 and get discreet delivery on top-shelf THC products. Head over to IndiCloud.co/spring24, that's co, not com, to snag 30% off your first order.
This is Across the Streams Media Podcast.
Excuse me, is this Mad Magazine?
No, it's Mademoiselle. We're buying our sign on the installment plan.
Seriously, though, my name is Bart Simpson. My father has a subscription. I'd like the grand tour, please.
Listen, kid. You probably think lots of crazy stuff goes on in there, but this is just a place of business.
Oh, okay.
Give me Kaputnik and Phonebone. I want to see the drawings for the new kids on the block. And where's my verschlagener pastrami sandwiches?
Wow. I will never wash these eyes again.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Burt Reynolds and Charles Bronson podcast. I am your host, Scott White. And what am I looking at this time? We have the Mad Magazine from July of 1975. And on the cover, it says, in this issue, we sock Airport 75. And I know what you're thinking. What does Airport 75 have to do with Burt Reynolds and Charles Bronson? Absolutely nothing. However, the last story in the magazine is The Longest Yardbird, which is a parody of the Burt Reynolds movie, The Longest Yard. So what I thought I would do is I would read that story to you. Now, take in mind that this is 1975, a lot of references, there's going to be a lot of archaic references in this story. So if you feel you need to stop, look up those references, feel free to do it. But we have a little opening before the story, Reynolds Rap Department. There's an old joke that goes, football is a strange sport. Where else can 22 guys pat each other on the behind in public, ... and not get arrested? Well, in a recent popular movie, they've been arrested. In fact, the whole picture takes place in a maximum security prison. Why Hollywood suddenly decided to make a prison sports film, we'll never know. But we suspect it's just one of those gimmicks for showing off a certain sexy actor's chest hair. Anyway, here's Mad's version of The Longest Yardbird. That was the intro, and now, ladies and gentlemen, I was going to say a dramatic reading, but that doesn't really fit. So now, ladies and gentlemen, a very undramatic reading of The Longest Yardbird.
Hey, where are you going, crude? I'm going to slip into something a little more comfortable, your car. You can't run out on me. I supported you ever since you were a pro football star 8 years ago. You haven't worked a day since. True, but I'm scoring more now than I ever did then. You ungrateful pig. If you're leaving, give me back the money and clothes you took from me. You crazy broad. What clothes? My pantyhose. Oops, I didn't realize I was wearing yours. You know, ever since that Joe Namath TV commercial, these things have caught on with football players. Okay, so I took the girl's car and drove 120 miles an hour through the city streets, and I caused 7 pileups and crashes along the way, and I dumped the car in the river. So what? That was all fun and games. There's nothing wrong with a little fun and games, is there, officers? No, not at all, fella. So let's play another game. Here's pick a card. Now, what's it say? It says, go to jail. Go directly to jail. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. You mean? Right. You are under arrest. Welcome to Grapefruit State Prison, Mr. Crude. I'm Captain Clobber. I'm working you over because I don't like what you've been doing lately. It's made me mean and ornery. You mean stealing an auto and insulting an officer? No, I mean appearing on The Tonight Show and bragging about your sex life. One more thing, superstar. Warden Hazard is a football freak. He's going to ask you to coach our semi-pro team. What's your answer going to be? Gosh, coaching football, I think it's a yes. Thwack! Come to think of it, I never cared much for football. Chess suddenly has become my favorite sport. Mr. Crude, I'm not a very likable guy. Even Margarine won't talk to me. But let me also add that I am an ardent sports fan. Would you like a ticket to the big fight? Sure. When is the big fight? Now, unless you promise to coach my football team. Sorry, but I'll have to turn you down. I want a national championship, Mr. Crude. I need your support. You can't have my support, Warden. I'm wearing it. You're being very difficult. Look, all I want to do is my time, make a few quips, and get out of here. Okay, maybe you'll change your mind after you've tried our program of rehabilitation. Mine? No, our swamps. Hi there, I guess we're partners here in the swamp. Better a swamp than a river. I remember how your partners ended up in Deliverance. Hey, you, superstar, there's no talking here in the swamp. Yeah, golden boy, and you better try to slosh a little more quickly, too. Gee, the guards really have it in for me. And the prisoners aren't too thrilled with you either. You're a disgrace. I am? How come? We're only rapists and murderers. You once shaved points off a football game. Well, it's un-American. Okay, let's drag them stumps, superstar. This ain't no country club, lover. Move your tail. I can't take much more of this. The hard labor getting to you? No, the terrible performances. Those guards are unbelievable. What can you expect from an ex-NFL star who were hired as actors? But they're god-awful. We know, but who's going to tell them? You? Better watch your step, Crude. The warden's a maniac. He lives, breathes, and eats football. I will, Pappy. Hey, what is this slop? That's lunch. Pigskin soup, baked shoulder pad, and for dessert, Merlin Olsen sweat socks pudding. What's the fight about? Rotgut was teasing Crude. He started to sing an old standard work song, and Crude didn't like it. What was the song? Someone's in the kitchen with Dinah. Whew! I am pooped. I just want to get into bed and relax. That may not be possible. Some of the prisoners are strange. They have nude calendars on the wall. So, there's nothing strange about that. They're nude calendars of you. Crude, I want you to organize a football team of prisoners to play against my team of guards. That wouldn't be a football game. That would be an atrocity. Precisely, the new permissive penal system is making my guards soft. They're forgetting the basics, like punching and beating. But organized legal violence, like football, can be the perfect outlet for their violence. How do they look, Crude? You think we have a chance? Well, let me put it this way. Compared to the U.S., the Christians were even money. Listen, you'll never win anything with that bunch. They're the second most pathetic group of football players I've ever seen. Yeah, what was the first? The New York Giants. I'm Nate Scarboo-boo. I used to play for them. I also coached a little. If you were a pro, how come the warden didn't ask you to coach the team all these years? Search me. All I know is football. Obviously, he wanted a sex symbol. Caretaker, there is just one object to this crazy upcoming game. Sure, to win. No, to protect my handsome features. Man, I am going to surround myself with the most violent, insane convicts in prison movie history. Okay, let's start recruiting them. This is Manic Morris. What's he in for? He hacked his mother into several pieces with a meat cleaver. Okay, sign him up. He's our right end. This is Tarzan Finster. What's he in for? He shot three women, stabbed two men, and strangled a tractor. Okay, he looks good for our right tackle. This is Harry Monster Shikari. He is the most violent one of all. He's been in solitary for the past 6 years. They just let him out. Right guard. Is that his position? No. Tell him to spray some under his arms. 6 years in solitary can make a fella pretty tacky. Okay, caretaker, in this drill, I want to check the agility of each man. Hey, what's Tars doing? He's having a duel of wits with the tackling dummy. Yeah, and he's losing. They got the strength and they got the agility. I'm worried about their intelligence. By the time they learn the plays, their sentences will be over. What a crazy warped bunch. You've heard of the fearsome foursome? This is the deranged dozen. Dozen? There's only 11 men on the team. I'm including myself. If I were normal, would I be in prison? Come on, guys. You've been holding out, and we need you to win. So how about joining our team? If we do, what do we get? Anything you want, name it. Jim Brown to replace you in the leading role. Okay, we've now stolen the x-rays and the medical reports, and we know our opponent's areas of weakness and vulnerability. And we are going to punish them in those areas by using brass knuckles and bandages dipped in plaster. Our two main plays are incidental punishment after the play is blown dead and kicking a man in his delicate spot. Why are you doing all this, Crude? I want to give the men some pride and dignity, even if it's only for a few hours. Hi, I came in here for the game films. Later. Right now, hurry up and get undressed. We only have 15 minutes. Before the warden comes? No, before my hair explodes. Gee, making love in a prison, isn't that just a bit unusual? Between a man and woman, it is. Man, if that Crude is our quarterback, we're in big trouble. How come? He just threw the wreath in the caretaker's grave and missed. Oh boy, maybe he's shaving points at the funeral. Okay, you men, I want a good, rugged game. I expect both the guards and the prisoners to play your hardest. And if the guards win, they will get a congratulations and glory. And what if the cons win? What will we get? An extra 5 to 10 years. Okay, guys, here it is. Caretaker's final gift to us. Stolen uniforms. Great. How do we know whose is whose? Simple. The numbers each match your IQs. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here comes the obscene machine. Win, obscene machine, win. Yay, hooray. Will you listen to those cheers? Yeah, it's really hard to believe that a bunch of murderers, thieves, and rapists are the sentimental favorites. Remember years ago when G-Men, cops, and other law enforcers were the good guys? How do you like that? The game hasn't even started, and we're penalized 20 yards. Really? How come? During the coin toss, one of our players stole the coin. Okay, they're in a 3-2 zone with a strong safety deep and the linebacker split left. It's a possible blitz, but more likely a red dog to offset the very sophisticated defense. We'll use play number 2. Ready, go. Here comes Blanco with a play from the bench. Okay, Blanco, what's the message? The break is at midnight. Pass it on. Cut that dialogue out, man. This isn't a cliché prison movie. It's more than that. Yeah, it's a cliché football movie. Mr. Crude, the halftime score is embarrassingly close. Just what do you think you're doing out there? Playing my heart out for the crowd. Do you realize there are more spectators jammed into those stands today than all the people who saw The Man Who Loved Cat Dancing? Mr. Crude, you will now proceed to lose this game by 21 points. I don't like being made a fool of. I've had 8 years of that playing opposite of Eva Gabor in Green Acres. I can't do that, Warden. The men trust me. They're rejects from society, lovable misfits, who are counting on me to lead them to victory, to give them one small moment of dignity and pride, and you'll dump the game, Crude, or you're looking to 20 years of hard labor. Come to think of it, what do I need a bunch of cutthroats, goons, and sadists? But if I do shave points, Warden, you gotta protect my men from violence. From the guards? No, themselves, when they try to kill me. I think Crude sold out. How can you tell? Well, he's thrown 7 straight interception, he's fumbled 6 times, and he's calling our plays from the huddle. What's wrong with that? It's their huddle he's calling them from. Looks like Crude is throwing the game. So, what are they going to do to him? Put him in prison? He is in prison. Our guys are getting killed out there, Crude. What kind of deal did you make? Why, he double-crossed me. When I'm through with him, I'm going to be the most humiliated warden in the country. You going to go out there and lead the team to a spectacular comeback? Worse, I'm going to use my showbiz connections to make sure Johnny Cash never does a concert in this prison. Okay, now I'm ready to lead a spectacular comeback. I'll play until I redeem myself. There ain't enough time for that. Yeah, some of us are only lifters. Anyway, we don't stand a chance with Big Dunce as the middle linebacker. He's really creaming us. Okay, before we start our touchdown drive, let's amuse ourselves while the clock is ticking away precious seconds. Let Big Dance come through. We'll form a V formation. Don't you mean a T formation? No, I mean a V formation for vasectomy. Hey, look, Big Dunce is groggy. He's been hit. Where was he hit? Let me put it this way. He started the game as a vicious linebacker. He's leaving the game as a pom-pom girl. What a career. 10 years ago, he was all pro. Now he's all eunuch. I've called you to the sidelines because Pat O'Brien isn't doing these movies anymore. So I'm going to make the speech that he would have made. Fellow teammates, jocks, sex maniacs, and other lovers of sports. We're 4 points behind, we're on the 1 yard line, and there's 3 seconds left. We've come too far to go back, so let's win this for Caretaker, Scarboo-boo, and Groanville. I know you don't trust me because I threw a game years ago, and I almost threw this one today, but I'm begging you, let's win this one. He can't break the habit with that speech, he just threw the picture. You made it, Crude. Quick, let me up. I want to see the game film of this in the warden's secretary's office. Well, warden, we lost. There goes your power theory. And look, they're mobbing Crude. He's a hero. He's nothing, Clobber, and he's going to have 20 years in solitary to relish this empty victory. Well, at least he'll always be remembered as a really fabulous football player. You're wrong, Clobber. I'm afraid no matter what this man does for the rest of his life, he'll always be remembered for that one thing. He can never erase his past. Look, it's come back to haunt him again. End.
To support this podcast, please go to www.patreon.com/ScottWhite and give what you're able. If you're listening on iTunes, please give a review. This should help people find the podcast when they're searching. No matter what services you use to listen, please leave feedback. We always want to improve. Thank you for listening to the Burt Reynolds and Charles Bronson podcast.
Cross the Streams Media.
This has been a Cross the Streams Media podcast.